Dispatch, 1097, arrived at the scene. Lux Fine Jewelry, 211S, robbery, silent alarm. 21. This is the fourth time this month, and the shop isn't even in a bad neighborhood. Yes, sir? Another break-in? You know the routine. I will need to see your identification, take down a statement, including any details you can provide. When did the break-in occur? I see. How many people were involved? Can you give me a description of them? Do I need to inform you that filing false reports to the police is illegal? Your business has been investigated multiple times already, and every time there has been no evidence of any crime. It's a felony in this jurisdiction that carries a minimum of 1 year and or heavy fines. Is it really worth my attention to risk that sort of sentence? Yes, I'm not stupid. I've seen the way you handled yourself in the past calls. It is part of my job to be perceptive, and I am very good at reading people. What's that? Are you seriously going to proposition me? Going from one offense to another. I should take you in right now, but I will admit, I find you rather attractive as well. So, faced with the threat of jail time and losing your business, just how far are you willing to go to stay out of handcuffs? Here, allow me to radio in, and let's just flip the sign to your door to closed. I take it you have a back room? Lead the way. Keep your hands where I can see them, and step up in front of that desk. You know how I implied that you wouldn't be able to keep yourself out of cuffs? I wasn't exactly intending to give you the option. Put your wrists together behind your back. Now then, you look even better now that you're restrained. If you're a good boy, I might not pursue any charges against you, but you have to make it worth the risk of a suspension. Shut up, and don't you dare move. I'm just gonna get started by getting out of this duty belt. Lean forward on the desk and spread your legs. I have to pat you down to make sure you aren't carrying a concealed weapon. Nice firm chest you have there. Tight stomach and thighs. I can feel you shivering, baby. Is this turning you on? Having my body pressed up against you, so close from behind. Now then, since you are clean, face me and get on your knees. You're not allowed to talk. Just keep your eyes on me like a good boy. Watch while I strip out of my slacks. I want to feel your tongue teasing along my thighs, licking up to flick against me over my panties. Good boy. That's a good start. Do you think you deserve to taste just how wet you have already made me? No. Don't speak. Nod your head if you want to answer. That's better. Then use your teeth and pull my panties down, good boy. Oh, your tongue feels so good. Flick the tip against my clit. Oh, you do tease. Oh, well. Such a good boy. Stop. Now that you've gotten a taste of me, I want a taste of you. Well, more than a taste. I'm just going to take these pants off of you now. Your boxers, too. But just down to your knees. Lay still and just enjoy this, baby. Yes. You like the way my little pussy feels sliding along the head of your thick shaft? Remember, no words. I like just how helpless you are with your hands cuffed. I bet you never thought you would have an officer riding you when you tripped that alarm off on purpose this morning, did you? Oh, yes, Yes, you may thrust up into me. Oh, good boy. Consider it a reward. Fuck. Oh, God, you feel so good filling me up. Oh, I'm already getting so close to coming hard on you. Oh, yes. Yes, you may come with me. Deep inside me, baby. Right. Fucking. Now. Such a good boy. Oh, such a good boy. And just so you know, for next time, there are better ways to go about getting to fuck me.